declare early this year, say this year will be a year of recovery. How are you going to recover if you're not willing to fight? The devil is not going to turn loose what he stole, but the Bible said this is the day that God will restore everything that the palmer one has stolen, everything that the locusts have stolen, everything that the cankerworm has stolen. The devil is after your job. The devil is after your marriage. The devil is after your health. The devil is after your finance. It's time to do it. Somebody shall fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But guess what? We do wrestle. Amen, somebody. We're fighting principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't tell me you're just going to be lukewarm. You better be ready to fight it out. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, that bad devil is trying to drag you down. So you better fight. You better stop feeling sorry for yourself. Better stop having a pity party. You gotta be willing to fight. Touch somebody next. You see, I don't know how. I don't know when. But this one thing I do know. I'm coming out of this. Myself happy already. Slap somebody and say, I'm coming out of this. I may have to come out on a stretcher. I may have to come out on a bicycle. I may have to come out on a skating board. I may have to come out on a roller skater. But I know one thing, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of poverty. I'm coming out of sickness. I'm coming out of lack. I'm coming out of the sea. I don't know who I'm talking to this month. I am coming out. Oh, glory. Question. Ask me what is the question. How are you going to come out? How you happening back here? Amen. Wave your hand to everybody watching on live stream. Just wave your hand. We love you. How? The Bible said this. How are you going to come out? He said the first thing you got to do, wake up. Slap somebody and say, wake up. Isaiah chapter 52. Verse number 1, he said, when you get ready to fight with the devil, when the devil is messing with your health, when the devil is messing with your marriage, when the devil is messing with your job, when the devil is messing with your mind, when the devil begins to mess with your children, when the devil begins to mess with your grandchildren, he said, the first thing you got to do, wake up! Am I still in the book? Can you all read it? He said, awake! Awake! That word awake means wake up. To awake means you take all the revelations that you have learned in Sunday school. You take all the understanding that you get from singing gospel. You take all the revelation that you get from the preacher. You turn it into action. Can I tell you a little secret? Too many people in the church are sound asleep. They can tell you what John 3:16 says. They can quote Jeremiah and quote Zephaniah, then quote Amos and Obadiah. But when you look at their life, somebody and say, wake up! To be awake, ladies and gentlemen, I receive. God bless you, man of God. To be awake, ladies and gentlemen, is to refuse anything that God has not ordained in your life. Whenever you begin to allow things that God did not ordain for you, guess what you're doing? You're sound asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, take note, until you are awake, the enemy will have a free ride. Are you listening to me this morning? Why is this important? The enemy always take advantage of anybody that stay in the sleepy state. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know that you know that the Word of God commands you to wake up. Look at the book of Matthew chapter 13 right quick. Matthew chapter 13 verse 24. I got to hurry up. Beginning from verse 24, the Bible says the kingdom of God is like a man who sow a seed in the field. Am I still in the book? Can you follow the story? Then verse 25 said, but while he was asleep, while he was asleep, that's when the devil, the enemy came. Every bad thing that is happening in your life, in my life, is a result of you and me being asleep. No devil can mess with you while you are awake. The Bible says, while you are yet asleep, the enemy came. Let me stop here and say to somebody, I don't know what the enemy.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Business in.
Talk, Reverend. Talk.
All right.
Just lost three friends. There's some conversations that you ought not even be a part of. Somebody slow over here. Let me talk to these folk over here. There are some conversations that you ought not even be a part of, because when you grin, you in. There's some stuff you gotta learn how to be artful and masterful in doing, and that is making an escape. I'm talking about when they go to talking about him or talking about her, stuff that does not matter or mean anything to you, what shall not bring you any profit, then you shall move away. Secondly of all, watch this, it's time to grow up. Secondly of all, notice in verse 11, because he says, when I was a child. Secondly of all, we see that your anointing demands stability. Talk back to me if you can. It demands that you be stable, that you stay. You know why God couldn't bless some folk in 14? It's because they wouldn't stay still. You know why some people don't ever make more over minimum wage? It's because they keep changing jobs. They hadn't gotten it yet. They hadn't gotten mature enough to know yet that the Rodney, they hadn't gotten mature enough yet to know that the job is not there to make them happy. The job is there so that they can get more seed to sow more seed. My hands up. Are you with me yet? I wish I had some more folk that didn't mind about it. We quit job because folk won't make me happy. Well, Pastor, you know I quit because they just don't make me happy there no more. They're not there to make you happy. They're there to pay you for your work that you do, so therefore you can have more seed to put in the ground so that God can give you more. Watch this. Watch this. I'm about ready to leave. It demands stability in what and who you believe in, and whose you are in Christ, knowing your place. I'm talking about it demands stability. When we know that we are in Christ, when we know that we are stable, when we know that we are where we are supposed to be in Christ, we will be still. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I'm the Lord. There are some folk that have left here and didn't even know that their destiny was tied to this pulpit. Y'all looking at me strange. Yes, sir. They didn't even know that their destiny was tied to the pulpit, that God had them here because he wanted them to be here, because he sent them here at first, because he wanted to make sure that they would hear the word here and grow. But they've been lured, tricked, hoodwinked, bamboozled away. I'm talking about I got you know, just because Rev don't do what I want him to do, just because he don't act the way I want him to act. I'm not T.D. Jakes. Are you with me yet? I'm not Creflo Dollar. I don't preach the way Creflo Dollar preach. I don't preach the way T.D. Jakes preach. I don't preach the way Kenneth Copeland preach. I'm Larry Richmond Turner. Can I help three more people? It ain't but one of me. I like being me. I don't know what you like being, but I like being me. I can't sing like Rance Allen, but I guarantee you I strike an F when it's supposed to be an A, but it sound good to God.
It's all right, Levin.
I don't know about 30 count, second count, 20 count. I don't know anything about that. All I know is I know that the Lord has made a way. Watch this. It demands stability. Your anointing demands that you be. Are we hearing this tonight?
Yeah.
Your anointing demands that you be stable. Watch this. Stability brings on patience.
Yes,
and patience, God will. There are some folk here that I've been trying to teach them to pray for patience. And they're afraid. They're afraid, Clifford. They're afraid. They're afraid to pray for patience because they don't know, or they don't want God to test them.
Yes, sir.
So they figure, if I don't pray for patience, then God will just leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
Let me help three people over here. Yes, if God leave you alone, that means the devil got something to do with you.
Yeah.
That means the devil got a job for you. The devil will never leave you unemployed. Watch this. Watch this. Y'all getting quiet on me. Watch this. Last thing. It demands stability in knowing your place. First of all, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, he tells us, Paul tells us to stand in our calling. When you are stable, you stand in your calling. And then in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, he says, stand, watch, and be strong.
Yeah.
I wish I had three believers. Doc, you just talked about it. You just stand, watch, and be strong. I wish I had three believers. This is why God won't allow some things to happen in some folk life, because they're too weak. They break down at every situation, everything. They go to crying, and guess what? They start crying and they spill their problems to the enemy.
Say it well.
I wish I had three believers there. The only way some folk can betray you is they have to get in your camp. Can I help three people?
No.
Why you think she fooling with your man? You told her about him. Why you think she tempt you? Why you think she wore blue every day? She wore a blue skirt, she wore a blue blouse, she wore a blue shoe. It because homeboy, when you got to talking to her, you told her that you like blue. Y'all getting quiet on me, y'all. The enemy knows what sometimes we spill over to the enemy, what the enemy, are you with me yet? How did she tempt you? Well, baby, she wore blue every day. She wore blue pants, blue stocking, blue everything, blue everything. Almost slipped, blue everything. She wore blue neck, bang, but blue ribbons, blue. Therefore, Satan knows exactly what we want. Watch this. Thirdly of all, it's time to grow up. Thirdly of all, in verse 12, we see that Paul says, for we see, which tells us that now we are inclusive.
Yeah.
It says now the whole church should be able to see. So if we see through a glass,
yes, sir, Reverend.
He says, and the glass is a bit dim.
Yeah,
he says, but after a while, things are going to clear up.
Yeah.
Which thirdly tells us that our anointing demands separation.
Talk, Reverend.
Not only do your anointing demands maturity. But then it demands stability.
Yeah.
But thirdly of all, are y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It demands separation.
Yeah.
There are some folk and some things you gotta separate yourself from. You gotta separate yourself in 2015 of powerless practices.
Come on, sir.
Oh,
Lord. I'm talking about giving your time to things that does not yield you a thing. Powerless places. A club is a powerless place. I wish I had three believers.
You got some.
A place where there's nothing but negativity.
Yeah.
Is a powerless place.
Yeah.
All right.
A place where all folk do is backbite, rob, steal, and kill you of your joy. That's a powerless place. In fact, the Bible has a name for that place that doesn't have nothing but negativity and hatred and degradation and pains. The Bible called that place Lodabar. You ought to come out of that powerless place.
Yeah.
This ought to be your year to come on out of Lodabar. This should be your year.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, I can feel myself now.
Yes.
I believe I can feel my help. to come out of powerless places,
yes, sir,
from around powerless people. People that don't have any power. People that don't have any prayer power. People that don't have any faith power. It's time. You've been in the storm too long. And the reason why some things have been happening to you in your life, shoot, I can feel my help coming now, is because you've been in the place where you are much too long. I wish somebody would tell the world that now I know that I am better than what they say that I am. I wish you quit letting them call you out of your name. You see, they've called you everything but a child of God. But do I have three people in the house that knows that this is your year to finally grow up? Do I have three people in the house that don't mind saying goodbye 2014, hello 2015, goodbye all of the heartaches and headaches of yesterday, hello favor? I wish I had three believers. Goodbye negative friends, negative talking. Hello, my blessings have come to me now. Do I have three people in the house that don't mind shouting, standing on your feet, holding your neighbor's hands, and say, neighbor, I've been through the storms, I've been through the rain, I've been through the sickness, and I've been through the pain, but I know there's a God that watches over me. I know that the Lord that I serve, he walks with me, and he talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. Good night, Christian love. Don't mind telling you today, in 14, I know I got three people here with me. You had to cry sometimes. In 14, you had to bow your head and say, why me? Why now? And why this? But you did not know, I'm preaching to somebody, that God was getting you ready for your blessings. God was getting you ready for bigger and for better, because in 15, God got something for you. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, God got better for you. Neighbor, God got some good things for you. He opens doors that man has closed. Touch your neighbor, hold their hands, and say, neighbor, I know he's all right. Hold their hands, hold them real tight, and say, Shoot, I'm starting off 15. Oh, yeah. I'm starting 15 with some joy. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm starting 15 off with favor, with blessings. Hug them real tight and say everything is gonna be all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, who's never accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing.
What a word.
How many of you know it's the best thing you've ever done?
It's all right, man.
Come on now. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Today is your day. Come on. You know what? You say, you know what? I've been in the storm too long.
In his arms.
This is your time.
I feel protected.
This is 2015.
In his arms. You never did.
You've been playing around too long. It's time to grow up.
In his arms I feel.
Come. Listen, if you need a church family to grow with you, come on. Come on. Listen. Listen, there's some folk that are going to say, you know what, you know that you're not serious. You know that you're going to go back to do the same things. That's Satan. But there's a God that says, listen, if you come to me, I can change your life. I can change your life. I can change everything about you. You know what I say about AA and NA? I love it. I love AA and NA. I love it. But let me tell you this about AA and NA. If you're out in the middle of a river and you're drowning and this log comes along, you grab onto it. That's AA.
Hallelujah.
And NA. But then there's a rescue ship that comes along. I wish I had three believers. You let AANA, you let that log go, and you get on the safety ship. Jesus. They can call him whatever they want to call him. That's all right. If they call him a higher power, fine. But when you get on the ship, you call him Jesus. Come on. He said, you know, tonight I made up my mind, man. I'm going on with the Lord. That young lady troubled me because when she was on that, she was saying, you know, that forget about Jesus, forget that Jesus stuff and all of that. But I would like to talk to her and ask her, what if you're wrong? What if you get to the end of this life and you're wrong? Remember, I told you if I was a gambler, I would take this Bible. And I would live as close as I could to it. If I couldn't live the whole Bible, I would just live the part in red. If I couldn't get all the rest of it, I could at least try and do that which is in red. Ain't much of that. And when I die, I'd gamble on